This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Salem High boys basketball coach Tom Doyle. Coach, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, you guys are coming off a couple of wins. First up, let's just go to last night's game very quickly, the Salem Academy win. What can you tell us about that game?
Salem Academy is a great rivalry game. You know, we're both kind of in town. It always brings a good crowd. You know, it was packed house down at their gym last night, girl-boy doubleheader. And it's, you know, since we started doing this however many years ago, it's really been, all the kids know each other. They compete hard against each other. And, you know, fortunately last night for us, our boys really stepped up and played really well.
All right, I'm going to back up again further earlier in the week. You guys went to the Garden and took on Marblehead. Not the Orlando Magicians, Magic, rather, but the Marblehead Magicians, and you came away with a win at the Garden. Tell us about that experience for you and the team and actually both teams. What was that like?
The whole experience is certainly something none of us will ever forget. Boys had a great experience, you know, everyone involved, coaches, fans, the whole school. It was just great for our whole school community. Getting to the inside scenes, behind the scenes, inside the locker room, playing on the garden floor, warming up on the garden floor, and then obviously, you know, winning against a very good team on that garden floor made that day just extra special. And I just can't thank Marblehead and Mike Giardi enough. They were the ones that kind of were instrumental in us being there.
Tell us about, let me begin by having you talk about your team, but why don't we zero in on that Garden game against Marblehead? Obviously, one of the top teams in the Northeastern Conference. So tell us, how did you guys do it on Sunday?
So, you know, it was a battle of contrasting styles over there. They're real big, and we really are quick. So we were able to jump out to a good lead. We shot the ball well. Eddie Butler came alive in the third quarter and really took over. He had a Jason Tatum, you know, like moment, and where he scored a bunch of points in a row, really tough shots. But all our guys stepped up and really played well. So we built a little cushion. We were up, I think, 10 at half. We got it up to 15. And then Marblehead made a run at us. And luckily, we were able to sustain down the end and pull off a close victory.
All right, Tom, tell me about your team, because I understand you're very young this year, or have some very young players contributing. So let's begin there. Tell us about your starting five and then go a little deeper, if you could.
Yep. So we're a good mix of young and old, I would say. So starting at guards for us, we have two freshmen. One is Jordan Maxson, who transferred over from Salem Academy last year and is having an outstanding start to his year. He's leading us in points, really coming into his own and getting better every game. And then we have Elian Rodriguez, who is another freshman, who is off to a tremendous start to his career as well. Very quick point guard, handles the ball extremely well, shoots it well, and you know, doing a great job running the show for us offensively. And then we have Corey Grimes, who is our center, is doing a great job for us in the middle. He's been very consistent and steady with, you know, pitching in 6, 8, 10 points and 6, 8, 10 rebounds a game. And he was the quarterback of the football team that did really well in the fall. Then we have Eddie Butler, who Eddie is another senior who really, like I told you the other day, stepped up huge in the Boston Garden. TD Garden, whatever it's called. I say Boston Garden, and everyone looks at me like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, TD Garden. So Eddie had some great moments the other day. And then these other two guys have fluctuated starting. Rocco Ryan is our do-it-all hustle guy. You know, he's all over the place. He, you know, two games ago in Beverly, he had 11 points, 14 rebounds. And then we have Devontae Azuna, who's another, you know, guard that battled some injuries and stuff like that, but he starts some games, and he is our defensive specialist, also can pitch in on offense when needed as well, and he's doing a great job for us. And then go a little deeper, Nate Lane is a sophomore coming off the bench, had a big night last night, had three threes in key moments, really played a total game last night. And then we have Christian Lane and Riley Fennerty, two other seniors that got a little size to them. Both can shoot it a little bit. And so we're trying to play a little more players this year. And you know, we got a good mix of young and old.
Tom, how about this? You got Grimes, Ryan Azuna, maybe others that played at both Gillette this stadium this year and stadium for the football team, and then of course the TD Garden, or as we call it, the Boston Garden. You know, for you, yeah, unbelievable, huh?
What a year for the Witches, right? And I do have, I think there's six of them. I'm looking at practice right now, and I believe there was six guys that got both experiences. So what a senior year for one of them is a junior. Rocco's a junior, but the other guys are all seniors. And what a year for those guys to play at two prestigious venues that, you know, very difficult. Hope they play in them again. I hope one of them wears a Patriots jersey or a Celtics jersey, but highly unlikely. And so what an experience.
Well, I know you're just about to start practice. I don't want to hold you too long. But, Tom, anything else you want to share about the team before you head out to practice here?
I'd love to share that I have 15 great kids in this gym every day, and that's one of the reasons I love doing what I do. And, you know, they're all good kids in their own respect. They all like and respect each other, and they're all hardworking kids. And it's really, I love coming to work every day. It's an honor to be here with these guys.
Great. Well, Tom, hang on the line for just a second. That's Tom Doyle, boys basketball coach at Salem High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.